Now, if you take another look, if you look more closely still, you'll find that the 12 Nidanas are divided among what we call the cause process and the effect process. Nidanas are of two kinds, either those which are causes of future results, or those which are the results of previous causes. So you get groups alternating in this way, a karma group, or an action group, and then a result group, then an action group, and again a result group. So if we look at them in this way, from this point of view, we find that Nidanas 1 and 2, that is the avidya and sanskara, the ignorance and the activities based on ignorance, these constitute the karma process or action process of the past. It's because of doing these things, entertaining this ignorance, and performing these sanskaras, it's because of these actions, setting up this action process, that we experience the result process which follows, which consists of vijnana or consciousness, nama-rupa, the psychophysical organism, sadayatanani or the six sense organs, sparsha or contact, and vedana or feeling. These 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nidanas, they make up the result process of the present life. We experience these 5 nidanas on account of having performed the previous 2 nidanas in the previous life. Then falling upon vedana, we get trishna or craving, upadana or clinging or attachment, and bhava or coming to be. These 3 make up the cause process of the present life, because they set into motion effects which we shall experience in the future. And in the future life, we have jati or birth, jara marana or old age, disease and death. These represent the result or effect process of the future life. So in this way, we have, we may say, the cause process of the past, made up of nidanas 1 and 2, the effect process of the present, made up of nidanas 3 to 7, then the cause process of the present, made up of nidanas 8 to 10, and the effect process of the future, made up of nidanas 11 to 12. So you see here, among the 12 nidanas, you get an alternation of cause-effect, action-reaction, action-reaction, going on all the time in this cyclical mode of progression, illustrating the workings of this type of conditionality at the level of the individual mind.